And let me tell you what happens when you do begin to let good works earn the goodwill to tell the good news. Weird stuff starts happening. In a church in Longmont, Colorado, a friend of mine named Rick, who was a minister there, met with some folks who said, "We'd like to start a Christian school here at the church." And he said, "You got a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of money?" And they said, "Absolutely." He said, "Great." And he wrote down four names, the names of four elementary schools within 10 minutes of their building, all of which were serving underprivileged kids. Because their building was one of those buildings that was in an area that had changed. You understand what I'm talking about, don't you? When I say the area had changed. So the members drive into where the building was, but it had changed. He said, "Before we start the Christian school, do this for me. Take all the energy and focus that you'd like to do to start a Christian school here, and will you help these local schools for a year?" I said, "What do you mean? Just go help them. Take all the energy and all the focus that you'd like to build a Christian school and start for 1 year helping these public schools. And then we'll sit back down in a year and we'll talk." He says, "Because I don't think it's right for us to do that until we've at least helped them." "Well, all right," they said, and they began to go help. It's a weird thing. Knocking on the door of a principal. "Hi, I'm Bob. I'm from the church just three blocks over. Can I talk with you?" What do you think a principal of an elementary school thinks when a minister comes up and knocks on their door to talk to them? They're thinking, "Oh, brother, was it the sex ed classes? Did the kids, you know, break a window at his church? Are we not teaching enough values here in our school?" And when he came in and sat down and he said, "What could we do for your school?" She said, "I'm sorry?" He said, "Well, I am too, quite frankly. But I have to do this for a year. So what can we do for your school?" "Well, I don't know that there's anything you could do." He said, "Well, that's great. Thank you very much." She said, "What kind of things were you thinking?" He said, "Well, I don't know." "Well," she said, "we've had to add four new trailers, and they promised us landscaping around the trailers, and they haven't done it, and it's dry, and the dirt gets up on the windows, and it's a mess. Do you think you can do something about that?" "Sure." He shook her hand, left, made some phone calls to a couple of people in their congregation that own landscaping companies, descended on it on the weekend with 20 volunteers. The principal showed back up on Monday and said, she had to track down who had done it. Now, this is bizarre. I've never heard of pansy planting vandals, but I think she thought maybe somebody had snuck in on the weekend and just landscaped the thing and then run away. She finally tracked down the guy there and said, "Did your people do this?" And he said, "Yeah. You didn't want pansies?" And she said, no. "It's beautiful." She was shocked that anyone from the community would come and do that with no strings attached. So she said, "Now the rest of the school's looking a little drab." They began to build a relationship with these four schools. The next time he came in and sat down, he said, "What can we do?" And she said, "Look, the place looks lovely." He said, "Thank you. But what can we do for you and the students?" She said, "Well, on Thursday and Friday afternoons, we're having a hard time getting people to come in for the after-school program and just read with the kids." He said, "How many people do you need?" She said, "Well, I mean, we could use like four each day." I said, "Four? Is that all?" She said, "Well, yeah, fine. Can I use different people on Thursdays and Fridays?" "Sure." "Great. If they bring somebody with them to help, is that okay?" "Yeah." The sign-up sheet went up at church. It's filled up like that. And these mentors began to come in and read with these kids and talk with these kids. And then some of them even started praying with these kids right there in a public school building after hours. But nonetheless, praying with these kids. Wait, oh wait, I'll tell you when to do that. You wait. Because the principal notices these kids are looking forward to Thursdays and Fridays. And before you know it, she's saying, well, could your folks come in on Wednesdays as well? And Tuesdays and Mondays. And they did a dinner for all the teachers at the school. And they did this beautiful dinner. And they decorated up their hall there at the school. And they ran a carnival for the kids. And by the time the year was over, the school sent the church this huge thank you card signed by every kid in the school. And the church thought, whoa, this is cool. And they put it up. And when the year was over, during the summer, the principal called up and said, you don't know what a difference you've made in our school. And then she said it. What time are your services? Now let me tell you. She came to church to present them with a thank you card and to say something to the church. But it was the first time she came, and it wasn't the last time. Those four schools began to be impacted. And as that church in Longmont, Colorado began to work with the schools and work with the schools, the word got up to district. And district said, who is doing this? And they said, it's a church called LifeBridge. And they contacted the church and said, are you doing it? Yes. Do you understand there's no strings? Absolutely. We're just trying to do good works. We're just trying to do good things. Jesus has given us a whole congregation full of volunteers. We're trying to keep them busy doing good things. During the summer the following year, the district called and said, I need to see you. And the superintendent of schools brought the preacher over to his office. Now, when's the last time anybody from state government came to get any of us with a warrant? Other than that, you know, that's the only other thing. Brought him into the office and sat him down and said, sir, these are the five schools we'd like you to work with this year. They're really in need. They're a little farther from your building, but you guys have been awesome. Tell me who the superintendent of schools calls when something happens. When they need a minister. When they need counseling. When they want somebody to pray for them and with them. When they need somebody to speak at the large assembly about values and teaching. Good works promoting goodwill so they can take the good news.